Tell me about it.
So I'm here with Tanner Olson. He is the MVP of the NWAC tournament. So, Tanner, first of all, how's it feel to not only have the championship but have the MVP with it?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable feeling. You know, coming after 2 days rest and coming out and competing, throwing nine innings. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, you did have the 2 days rest, so, I mean, that's a little bit different for you. You know, you usually have a good couple of days. So what was kind of your mindset coming into this game with that short rest?
You know, I just knew that I wasn't planning on going the whole game, obviously. I mean, I'd just come out and try to go as many innings as I could possibly and keep them at bay, and then just ended up going the whole thing.
Now, you only allowed one run. For you, what was the pitch that you really felt was the best today for you?
You know, I was locating the fastball pretty good, and they're grounding out, popping fly with it. Then the slider. Slider was really good today also.
And your team providing six runs. Now, you guys had just, you lost the first game. No, so you guys really had to kind of change that mindset, kind of change that focus. Now, for you, was that really your focus, come out right off the bat and just hit those guys as hard as you could?
Yeah, we knew we had to come out and set a tone right off the bat. We couldn't sit back and let it, just kind of let the game play. We had to come out and take it for ourselves.
And once again, you were the MVP. So when you got that award, how did you feel after, you know, you won the title, but you had the MVP?
It's unbelievable, you know. I don't even know what to say about it. It's just went out and did my thing, and it's worked out.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Tanner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Seaver Whalen. He is the shortstop for the Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Seaver, you guys just won the title. What's going through your head right now?
Honestly, I just took it like it was another game. I'm just so happy and thankful for the teammates I got and the coaching I got this year. And you know, all the credit and glory goes to God, and just so thankful right now. It's truly a blessing that I got to share this moment with all my teammates, and it was just an unreal year and so much fun with these guys out here.
Now, you had the big home run this game, kind of give your team a big boost. You know, what was the pitch? You kind of describe, you know, what was going through your head when you hit that home run.
You know, I'd sort of been a little bit too aggressive, and I laid off a low and away fastball, and then he just brought one right up in my wheelhouse, put a good swing on it, and, you know, the backspin out of here. Good Lord's taking care of me. So it was a great feeling.
And then, you know, also defensively, you and Backmas have had some nice plays up the middle. You had a big double play that really kind of set the tone for the end of the game. For you guys, how do you communicate and really just how did you feel today as you guys are playing defense?
You know, I just know that he's very, very athletic, and so am I. So I trust him with everything. Whenever he says he's got it, I know he's got it. Whenever he hears me say I got it, he knows I got it. And we just have a connection up the middle, and just it's all about trust. So, yeah.
That's it.
And then, you know, here it is. You know, this was your last game with the Red Devils as a championship. You know, what's your thoughts and your feelings about your teammates this year?
You know what? I truly love these guys. There's not a better team or any teammates I'd rather have on this team right now than these guys. And I mean, if you're down 0-3, you got everybody picking you up, and you don't mind hearing it from anybody because you love them. So it was just unreal out here, and I just am so thankful for the group of guys that is on this team with me, and to share this NWAC championship with these guys is just amazing. It's awesome.
Seaver Whalen, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Michael Forgione, and first of all, Michael, you guys won the championship. What was going through your head on that final out?
Well, actually, I saw Tanner kind of bobble the ball, and I was like, oh no, we got to hurry up and throw him out. He threw it, and Littlefield caught it, and kind of just, like, it was an unreal experience. There's so much going through my mind. Can't believe we did it. I ran to Littlefield. We just started hugging, dogpiling. I was at the bottom, so that was fun. But it was just a great, great experience, and I just love this team.
Now, last night we had a little bit of scare, you know, dislocating your shoulder, and really weren't sure if you were going to play today, but you came out and had some hits and good swings. You know, how are you feeling, and what was kind of your thought process as you were going through even last night to this morning?
Last night, that was tough. I knew I did it right when I dove back to first, and I probably yelled at Coach Lane to pop it back in, but you know, he didn't know how to do it, so Ed came in, and luckily it was out for a short amount of time, because when I dislocated my left, it was out for 35 minutes, and that's bad. But I was out of the game last night, and my thoughts were just like, this isn't happening the day before the championship game right now. And I was talking to my parents, talking to my girlfriend, just if I woke up this morning really sore, took a shower, the soreness went away, took some ibuprofen, and, you know, I told everyone if I can throw, I'm playing. I had a meeting with coach about a half hour before our stretch, and we just talked about if my arm was feeling okay, you know, how swinging feeling and how does throwing feel, and played catch with him, and, you know, and I wouldn't trade any of it for it.
So once you realized you were feeling good, was there anything that was going to stop you from playing?
No way. There's no way. I played catch with coach, like I said, and the reason I was throwing more of a sidearm today, because when I was throwing overhand to coach, I could feel my shoulder kind of wiggling in there, like it wants to leave. And when I went lower to a more of a sidearm, the wiggling didn't stop, but it was a lot less.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, coach, I used to throw like this all the time when I was younger. I can play. Like, there's nothing stopping me.
Awesome. Well, Michael, congratulations. You had a great game and a great season.
Thank you.
So I'm with Eddie Smith, the head coach of the Red Devils. And Eddie, you just won the championship your second year. What's going through your mind right now?
Well, I'm just so happy for these players. They've put so much into it for the last 7 months, and some of them for the last 2 years. They've earned this, and there's been some highs and some lows, and to finish it on this note, it's just incredible for these guys.
Now, you come out here, and you had Cade go the first game, had a good game, then Tanner came in the second game, and how impressed are you with Tanner? 2 days rest and go 9 innings.
What an outing by that guy, you know. Offense sells tickets and defense wins championships, and today we were able to win a championship because of the way that we defended, and it all started with Tanner Olson, and Cade Crisco did a great job, and so did Christian Parsons. I'm just so happy for those three guys and what they've done all year for us.
Now, your team's been a little beat up this tournament. You had, you know, Backmas comes into it with already hurt shoulder, Ryan gets hit in the face, Michael gets, you know, another dislocated shoulder. You guys are pretty banged up, but you guys fought through it. Has that kind of been the motto for the year?
Well, this team has just embraced the whole concept of toughness as well as any team I've ever been around, and I think you saw that firsthand this week. You know, we kept the Longview Orthopedics in business this week. You look at Ryan at first base with a broken face. Backamis had a dislocated shoulder 2 weeks ago. Seaver's got a sciatic nerve that's going on at shortstop, and then Forgione knocks out his shoulder yesterday and rallies to play today. I mean, I don't know if you can imagine a band of brothers playing for each other through more adversity than that, and for those guys to be rewarded for it at the end, it's well deserved.
Yeah, and so you won the title. What part of this title do you think is most exciting for you, the most enjoyable?
Getting to see the sophomores experience and taste this success. They deserve it. You know, to be honest with you, last year it wasn't a very fun culture for the sophomores who are here still. The ones that have survived, as I call it, are the guys who really do embrace the kind of foundation we were trying to create here, but they were in the minority last year, and they stuck it out and stuck through and believed in what we were trying to go with this program, and to see them get rewarded the way they did all year long, but to have this to cap it off for them is just so exciting for them.
Hey, Smith, congratulations, and thank you very much.
Thank you.